What are the key emerging issues within the forestry sector in the context of food security?
I think there's one really, really big one, and that is the connection between sustainable forest management, water, and the ability of farmers to grow food, especially in tropical and subtropical areas. Water is essential, and that water comes from sustainably managed forests. So it's this connection that is, for us, from a forestry perspective, really, really vital, central to the whole question of food security. And the other dimension to the problem is we need good enabling policies, good support policies to allow us to move forward with sustainable forest management. We need the city people to understand this forest, water, food security connection in order to have their support for the necessary support policies. So it's a two-layer problem, and it's one I think that everyone in the forest sector, whether it's family forest owners, community forestry people, or industrial foresters and governments, that we all share.
Are these issues being given enough attention?
I think one of the things that gives me a bit of hope for the future of the planet is that as I've attended these kinds of sessions over the past couple of years, I've seen a real progression in the focus on the need to integrate agriculture, forestry, water management, and so on. So I see that increasingly present, increasingly accepted as conventional wisdom. Where we have a challenge as family forest owners is, together with the community forestry people and the indigenous people's forestry, we're about a little over 30% of the world's forests. Sounds like a grandiose figure, but it happens to be true. We represent over a billion people. However, that 30% of the forest, from the perspective of the forest policymakers in many countries, continues to be basically invisible. It's the big, large-scale industrial forest management that is considered the norm. It's the paradigm. And we're somehow too complex, too many of us, too scattered, too difficult for application of improved technology and so on to really be part of policy planning equation. So our job is to raise the awareness of the importance of this 30% and the fact that some basic simple policies such as secure tenure and reasonably fair market access allow incredibly productive, sustainable management of forests, both in terms of improving livelihoods and continuing to protect the ability of the forest to provide ecosystem services such as water. And coming back to water, part of our argument is that when you consider the location of many, many cities in the world and the location of family and community forests, our forests tend to be, in many cases, the forests around the cities. So in fact, it's our forests that are producing the drinking water and also the water for the agriculture that feeds those cities. In fact, the importance, coming back to the theme of food security, is greater than the 30% proportion.
What do you want to see come from the meetings this week during the Committee on Forestry?
Well, one develops a sense of realism as to how quickly what the UN represents can actually move. One develops that sense in a respectful way. It's a huge, complex system, and it's attempting to represent everyone. So my expectations have become increasingly modest. I continue now to hope for gradual shifting of the level of awareness, hopefully in the right direction.